By the end of this year, 241 new trees will be planted across the different subdivisions of the city of Fayetteville. Having started in November, the planting project is a part of the city's Green Streets initiative to plant more trees along the streets of Fayetteville. Greg Howe, urban forester for the city, says these trees were originally to be mitigation trees for the ones removed from the subdivisions when they were being built by the developer.
It wouldn't be a good idea to plant those trees at that time because when all the construction crews came in to build the homes, they would probably accidentally run over some of the trees or back into them by mistake or something like that might happen to them. So we give the option of the developer to plant the trees either off-site at another location that they own or to pay money in lieu of planting the trees into what we call our tree escrow fund. And that money that these companies put into the tree escrow fund is something the city holds on to. And then when those subdivisions are built out, the city comes back in and either through city crews or through a contractor plants these trees in the right-of-way so that these subdivisions now will have street trees and be able to have some shading effects from those street trees and some oxygen being produced from those street trees and just aesthetically pleasing things that, you know, the street trees add to a neighborhood.
The trees are being planted by All Around Landscaping Incorporated of Springdale. Greg says even though Fayetteville may seem like a fairly green city, a satellite study conducted in 2002 by American Forests, a nonprofit conservation organization, revealed the city is having only 27% canopy cover, whereas the recommended percentage is 40.
Well, when you take the city as a whole and you figure all the old agricultural lands that were cleared of forests and the areas that have been, you know, are now parking lots and buildings, and you add all that into it, you start realizing that while it looks like we have a lot of trees, we really don't. It makes the city warmer. It'll be 5 to 7 degrees warmer than the surrounding lands, the rural lands that are around it. So what happens is if you can come in and you can put in trees on the streets and put trees in the parking lots and you can put them to shade the buildings, and then if you can add green roofs to the top of the buildings, you can cut down on what's called that heat island effect, is where you get all of this hardscaping that radiates heat from the sun that it's absorbed all day back into the atmosphere and increases the heat of the city.
Greg says the other benefit of lining city streets with trees is adding height over time to the roadway. As the trees get larger and taller, they calm people's emotions, thereby reducing instances of road rage. Trees also extend the road to peripheral vision, which then helps in slowing drivers down. Greg says research being conducted by the University of Washington shows many psychological benefits to planting trees.
There is research out there now that says that children who have views of trees from their school's classrooms are more attentive and will do better in school than those that don't. There is research out there that suggests that domestic violence is reduced in poor apartment complexes or other places like that where there are trees surrounding that apartment complex or that area than where there aren't. We're also seeing research now that will say that actually crime is reduced in areas where there are trees, mature trees, than areas that don't have mature trees. For right now, everything psychologically is proving to be a vast benefit, one we don't realize it's there, but it is there.
The trees are being planted in 9 subdivisions of the city. According to Greg, as an urban forester, an important part of his job is making sure diverse tree species are planted throughout the city.
And so anytime that I try and do one of these street projects, I usually try to introduce 3 species, at least. Might be more, but at least 3. And 2 of those will be hardwoods, something like a maple and an oak. And the other one will be an evergreen, such as a shortleaf pine or a loblolly pine, just to try and give some green texture during the winter time. So we have 1 evergreen. And this year we had things like bur oak, pin oak, Schumard oak, red maples. We use the cultivar Autumn Flame and Red Sunset. We use sugar maples, shortleaf pine. We did get some black gums. We got some black walnuts. We got some Kentucky coffee trees. And so there's just this wide variety of trees, species in the different locations. Not every place had the same type of tree.
An earlier tree planting project planted 230 trees along the creeks, parks, and trails of Fayetteville in the months of July and August. The project, funded by the Arkansas Forestry Commission, was an effort to replace trees damaged during the ice storm of January 2009. According to Greg, fall, early winter is the best time to plant trees.
Well, in using what we call ball and burlap trees, these are trees that are growing out in a field in the nursery. And then they bring a tree spade in and they cut the roots off the tree when they dig it up. So about 90% of the roots are actually lost when you dig this tree up. When you do that any other time of year, you always have the problem of it being too hot or not enough rainfall for this tree to get in the ground and start growing new roots so that it can, you know, pick up water and pick up nutrients and stuff like that. So the fall actually represents the best time. Late fall and early winter is the best time to plant because the tree gets in the ground. The root system, even though the tree may be dormant, it may have dropped all its leaves, the root system is still alive, it's still active, and until the ground actually freezes, that root system will continue to grow.
Planting trees under the current project is estimated to be complete by December 15th. However, the project will be considered done only after a 30-day period during which the contractor will ensure proper maintenance of the planted trees. For Ozarks at Large, this is Iti Agnihotri Mudholkar.